Okay, Shalom Rabbeisai, good evening. Welcome to our special pre-Yom Tov. Instead of Leil Shishi, we have a Leil Shlishi Shia. Tonight, L'Kovod Shavuos Habo Oleinu L'Toivo. The topic that I'd like to speak about this evening in our short Hilchos Yom Tov slot is turning on the gas on Yom Tov. Is a person allowed to get a non-Jew to turn on the gas on Yom Tov? This is a shaila which occurs in everybody's house on Yom Tov to turn on either the gas hob or electric hob. I'd like to speak through the topic a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tov Kuf Beis, Ein Meitzien Eish Lemena Eitzim Vlemena Vonim Vlemena Ofo Vlemena Moyim. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light a fire, however which means you're doing it, whether you're rubbing sticks together or stones together, or whether you're using a glass container full of water, which the sun shines its rays on this glass container, and you use it as a magnifying glass, and you use it to light fire. Under no circumstances is a person allowed to light a fire on Yom Tov. Now, why not? Surely we have a principle that tzorachei oichel nefesh are permitted. Anything you need to do in order to have food on Yom Tov is permitted. So why is it that we're not allowed to light a fire on Yom Tov? Surely you could say you're doing this for food. So what's the problem? The answer is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that anything which could have been done, thank you so much, which could have been done before Yom Tov should have been done before Yom Tov. And without going into too many details in this topic, there's this principle that there are certain things that could have been done before Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Tov Kuf Beis Aleph that since you could have lit a fire before Yom Tov, you could have lit a candle before Yom Tov, then there's no reason you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And that's why we know that on Yom Tov you're allowed to transfer a flame from a candle to something else, but you're not allowed to actually light a match. You're not allowed to start a fire yourself, because this could have been done before Yom Tov. Okay, so far so good. So what we see from here, therefore, is if you need to have a fire on, you need to have the gas on for Yom Tov, because you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so you have to have the gas on from before Yom Tov. That's what it seems to be, and that is certainly the mainstream approach of doing things, either to have it on from before Yom Tov, and so too, or if you have an electric hob, to have this on from before Yom Tov as well, and this is the mainstream. What happens if you cannot have it on? Oh, and before we move on, just to say that if you are using an already existing candle to light the gas on Yom Tov, because all you need to do is just open the gas and now the gas is coming, and you're using your already existing light to light that gas, you just have to be careful, because in many hobs you first press down the knob, that causes an electric spark, and then you turn on the gas, and that gas becomes ignited through this spark. You have to be careful, because that's electricity. You're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So in some people's homes, you can actually disconnect that the power from the hob from before Yom Tov to stop that spark from actually occurring. Okay. Otherwise, you have to leave it on from before Yom Tov. Okay. Moving on to the next point. Are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to light the fire for you on Yom Tov? This is a very interesting question. You see, there's a halacha of Amira la'akum, of Hanor from an Akum. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do things for you on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, except under certain circumstances. And normally, on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to ask a non-Jew to light something for you, generally speaking. So what are the halachas regarding Yom Tov? Are you allowed to get a non-Jew to light a fire for you on Yom Tov? So there's a very, very interesting Shevet Halevi in Chelek Ches, Simon Kuf Kaf Aleph, and he says as follows. This Issa of lighting a fire on Yom Tov, is it awesome in HaTorah, or is it awesome in Drabonon? So the Bir Halacha brings a Machloikus, the Bir Halacha here at the beginning of Tov Kuf Beis, he brings that the Taz holds it's forbidden from the Torah to light a fire on Yom Tov, whereas the Bar Tanura Mashma Shehu Derabonon. He says it's Derabonon, and the Shevet Halevi, he says that actually Rav HaPoiskim holds that the prohibition of lighting fire on Yom Tov is an Issa Derabonon. Now, if you're telling me that it's an Issa Derabonon to light a fire on Yom Tov, again on Shabbos it's Osim and Atayra, on Yom Tov, he says, Rav Poiskim says an Issa Derabonon. Well, there's a principle in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Zayin Tifhei, which says that if you have a Shvus to Shvus L'tzorech mitzvah, that's permitted, which means you can ask a non-Jew to do something which is forbidden rabbinically if it's for the sake of a mitzvah or for the sake of a great need. So what the Shevet Halevi and others say, therefore, is that on Yom Tov, if you're not able to keep on the flame, the gas on from before Yom Tov, because you're concerned that it's dangerous or make the house exceptionally hot, you're worried about it, so are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to light that gas fire on Yom Tov? According to the Shevet Halevi and others, yes, Yesh Lahokal, a person would be allowed to, because it's a shvus to shvus l'tzorech mitzvah, l'tzorech godel. You're asking a non-Jew to do something which is forbidden rabbinically, because most people say that the prohibition of lighting a fire is rabbinic on Yom Tov. Now what happens if you have an electric hob? If you have an electric hob, are you allowed to ask the non-Jew to even light an electric hob for you on Yom Tov? So again, most poskim say, ideally try and keep it on from before Yom Tov. What happens if you can't? So again, this Shevet Halevi, Chelek Chesem, Kuf Kaf Aleph, says, even a Kira Chashmalis, even if you have an electric hob, you would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn that on for you on Yom Tov. The rationale is that using electricity, it's a machlekes, whether it's Doraisa or Drabonon, generally speaking, whether it's Meilid, whether it's Binyan. And whenever you have something which is a machlekes, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Beis, if Kotan Vov, that you can ask a non-Jew to do it. So therefore, electricity, even though it's a machlekes, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbonon, so you could ask the non-Jew over here on Yom Tov to turn on your electric hob. So this is a very, very important and useful halacha to know, that if it's difficult to have these things on from before Yom Tov, you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn them on for you. You don't even need to hint, you can ask them straight out. What about turning them down or turning them off? So the Sefer Hilchos Moedim, Perek Tes, Halacha Vov, says that you are allowed on Yom Tov to ask a non-Jew to lower or to turn the flame down on your gas or on your electric if it's a Tzorech Yom Tov, meaning it's too hot over here or you're worried the food is going to boil over. You can't just do it because you want to save electricity. But if you're doing it for a Yom Tov need, you don't want to have it on the whole time, you're worried it's dangerous, etc. So then you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to lower it or to turn the flame down, because it's a shvus to shvus, b'mokom tzorech godel. Over here, when you're turning something off, it's always eina tzoricha legufa. You're not making a pechem, you're not making a kol over here. This is something which is considered not necessary. You're not actively making something. So over here, it comes out that you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to lower it or to turn it off. When it comes for a yid to turn down the flame, so then yidden are not allowed to turn the flame off on Yom Tov. There are those who do allow turning the flame down on Yom Tov. If the food is going to boil over otherwise, then there are those who allow you to turn it down, but a yid is not actually allowed to turn the gas off on Yom Tov. What they could do, Poskim say, is if you need water, you can boil water and it can overflow, but that can be quite messy. So it's not something to do very very carefully. Under no circumstances is a yid allowed to turn up or turn down an electric hob, because there it's not just a matter of enlarging the fire, but there's actually electrical components, so a yid would not be allowed to do that. So just hayetz midvareinu, to summarize, if a person can't leave the gas or the electric hob on from before Yom Tov, it comes out that the Shevet Halevi says you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn these things on for you on Yom Tov. You don't even need to hint, you can ask them straight out. Similarly, you could ask a non-Jew to lower them or to turn them off. When it comes to a yid doing it, so a yid would be allowed to light a gas hob from a pre-existing light if you're not actually touching anything, you're not causing any electric spark over here. A yid would not be allowed to turn up or down any of the electric knobs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should have a lovely Yom Tov full of Simchas Yom Tov and wonderful foods. L'kovod Yom Tov.